And we have been led to sing songs of praise so that your kingdom can be established in our praises.
我们要唱赞美的歌, 这样你的国度都是能够受到赞美。
We heard the words, find the joy of reaching your heart, Father.
我们看到听到这样的话语, 我们要在你里面能够得到喜乐。
And we sang the words, the reason I live is to worship you.
我们唱这样的歌, 我们活着的目的就是来敬拜你。
So Lord, we worship you now and we present ourselves to listen to you. Teach us from your word and your spirit.
所以我们主, 我们现在听你的话, 就是我们来敬拜你, 我们来听你的道。
You said your sheep know your voice.
你说你的羊知道你的声音。
So we are listening for your voice today, Heavenly Father.
我们的天父, 所以我们现在在听你的声音。
Open our ears, Lord.
请打开我们的眼睛。
And open our hearts.
打开我们的心。
That we can hear you and then obey you.
我们能听到你, 能够来顺服你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告, amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们, 早上好。
In our last two messages here in ECCC,
在我在上两次在东区教会正道的正道的当中,
God has been teaching us that he is continually unveiling his kingdom on earth.
神教导我们说, 他不断地把自己的国度显明给我们。
God's unveiling is done mostly through the person of Jesus Christ, his holy son.
神主要靠我们的主耶稣基督他的圣子来完成他的展示的。
Jesus is perfectly obedient to his heavenly Father.
耶稣基督是完全地顺服他的天父。
So we should always remember and be thankful for.
所以我们必须常常记得，同时也要感恩。
That Jesus Christ is our best model of how to please God in words and deeds.
耶稣基督是我们在话语上和行动上讨神喜悦的最好的榜样。
Not only is Jesus our best model,
不但耶稣是最好的榜样,
He keeps showing us that he is the only sinless human being who has ever lived on planet Earth.
他也不断地给我们显明, 他是唯一在地球上生活过, 但没有犯罪的人。
And when Jesus declares, my food is to do the will of him who sent me,
当耶稣宣告说, 我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意,
we can see his total commitment in pleasing his heavenly Father.
所以我们看到他的完全的委身和极力讨全能神的喜悦。
And Jesus adds, I always do what pleases him. So Jesus keeps proving that he can use the word always because he is 100% set on obeying.
耶稣不断证实他是唯一能够用常常这个词来描述一个人是如何讨神喜悦的。
Now, pleasing God means that the kingdom of God is one of Jesus' highest priorities.
让神喜悦从一个侧面表明了神国度本身就是耶稣生命当中最重要的优先次序。
A major focus for Jesus is the kingdom of God.
耶稣的某一个侧重点就是神的国度。
So as God unfolds his kingdom on earth,
当神展示他的国度在地上的时候，
all Christians have God's invitations and his challenges.
所有的基督徒都得到了神的邀请。
To focus our prayers on the kingdom of God.
他挑战我们要把祷告的重点放在神的国度上面。
And our focused prayers will help speed up the coming of God's kingdom in us and on the earth.
我们有重点的祷告可以帮助我们加速神国的到来，也是在我们里面，也是在我们上面。
So we should be serious and urgent when we pray.
所以当我们祷告的时候要有紧迫感，要认真性。
And we join God in his seriousness and concern.
所以我们参与神的认真的和关切的那样的性质。
That all people repent and turn to him without any further delays.
就是人都不延迟悔改来归向神。
When people don't delay in repentance,
当人不延迟的悔改的时候，
their obedience helps prepare them to face Jesus someday.
他们的顺服帮助我们准备好自己有一天。
And when we face him, he will be our judge as we give an account of how we have lived our lives.
当我们在和耶稣这位审判者面对面的时候，能够陈述出我们自己是怎样活出你的一生的。
Now we have seen in Matthew that there seems to be some urgency in some of his disciples to learn how to pray.
那我们在马太福音里面我们看到，耶稣的门徒有一些门徒就是非常有紧迫感，就是要学习怎么样来讨神喜悦的祷告。
And since Jesus is the best teacher in the world, he is eager to teach his disciples how to pray.
因为耶稣是世界上最好的老师，他也很愿意来教导他的门徒来怎么样来做让神喜悦的祷告。
And he wants to teach us to pray so that we please God.
他教导我们要怎么样来祷告，怎样让神得喜悦。
So when we look at Matthew chapter 6 verses 1 through 8, we see the following instruction.
当我们来看马太福音6章1到8节的时候，就是神耶稣是先做的那样的教导。
Reading verses 1 through 8 in English first and then Mandarin, chapter 6 verse 1 says this, Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, They have their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask him.
马太福音六章一到八节，你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见，若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像那假冒为善的人，在会堂里和街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，要叫你施舍的事行在暗中，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进入你的内室，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。你们祷告不可像外邦人，用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
So in this section, Jesus starts with godly reminders about the inner motivations when we pray.
在这一段的经文的当中，耶稣神圣地提醒我们祷告的内心动机是什么。
He begins to teach us how not to pray so that we don't displease God.
耶稣先教导我们不要去这样的祷告，这样我们做不讨神喜悦的祷告。
So he says, don't pray so that you are noticed by people.
耶稣说你们不要祷告是为了让故意让人看见。
Praying is not a performance.
祷告不是一个表演。
Your main audience is God, the Father, who sees all secrets.
你的主要的听众是能监察一切隐秘的父。
And when you give to the poor, don't be a hypocrite by calling attention to your giving.
然后当你施舍的时候，不要像假冒为善的人一样，把一切注意力放在你和自己的给予上面。
Give to the poor secretly, don't congratulate yourself.
要暗暗的施舍，不要自己奖赏。
God sees your secret giving and he will reward you.
人看到你暗暗的施舍的时候，他就给你奖赏。
Don't pray in such a way that you attract people to look at you and watch you.
你不要用这样的祷告，就是把人们的注意力吸引到你和你的祷告上面。
If you pray to be noticed by people, that is your only earthly reward.
如果你祷告是目的就是要人看见的话，那这就是你唯一的，也是在地上的赏赐。
And when you pray, go to your private room and close the door.
你祷告的时候要进入你的内屋，要关上门。
Then with no people watching,Pray to God privately and secretly.
在没有人看见的时候，你暗暗的、秘密的到向神祷告。
God will see all actions and all motives, and he will secretly reward you.
神能够看到你所有的行为和动机，然后他在暗中也会奖赏你。
And when you pray, don't keep repeating using lots of words so that people will notice you for your many words.
祷告的时候也不要用许多重复的话来让人听到你，并且因为你许多的话来注意你。
And in verse 8, be sure that you know he already knows what we need even before we ask him.
马太福音第六章的第八节就是告诉我们要确信在你还没有祈求以前神已经知道你们的需要了。
We don't pray to remind God because he's forgotten.
我们祷告不是要提醒他，因为他可能已经忘掉了。
We pray so that we know he is our real provider of everything we have, and then we give him thanks for everything he has done with us.
我们祷告是要知道他是我们所拥有一切的真正的供应者，也是感谢他的供应。
So Jesus starts with helping us pray so that we do not pray erroneously.
所以耶稣帮助我们要学习祷告，先告诉我们不要错误的祷告。
So first he says, don't pray this way, and now he's going to say how to pray.
所以他在教导的时候先说不要这样祷告，然后他教导我们说要这样祷告。
Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们的天父，在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
In praying, start with the holiness of God.
我们祷告的时候，先要从神的圣洁上面开始。
Do not start with ourselves.Our problems, our concerns.
我们不要开始于我们的所需，我们的所要，或者是我们的困难。
By starting with ourselves, we limit our prayer paths.
如果是从我们自己开始，我们就限制住了我们祷告所能经过的途径。
By starting with ourselves, we will lose perspective and proportions of the bigness of God.
这样从自己开始的话，就使我们失去对神巨大性和合理比例关系的一个认识的感觉。
God is the most important audience.
神是最重要的听众。
We are to remain smaller and far less important.
我们是人是应该是很渺小的，也不是一个重要的听众。
We should not try to overshadow him with our self-centeredness.
我们不能用我们自己的自我中心来试图让神显得逊色。
Now John the Baptist understood this biblical sense of proportion.
施洗约翰很清楚这种比例关系的圣经意义。
In John 30, verses 31, John says, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease.
在约翰福音的三章三十、三十一节当中说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He says, Jesus comes from above and is above all.
他是从天上来的，是在万有之上。
He who is of the earth...is from the earth and he speaks of the earth.
从地上来的是属乎地的，他所说的也是属乎地。
Jesus comes from heaven and is above all things.
耶稣是从天上来的，是在万有之上。
And this is important, especially when we have a pandemic, COVID-19, that tends to create smaller vision and fear.
这是非常重要，因为在我们在瘟疫横行的时候，是让我们有一个很狭窄的有一个非常害怕的经历。
And then verse 10, Jesus says,
然后在第三节中，耶稣
says, "You pray."
哦，在第十节中
，"Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
在第十节中，耶稣继续教导我们说：“愿你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
Our Christian brother Selwyn Hughes reminds us of this.
我们基督徒的弟兄塞尔文修斯提醒我们说
，The phrase "on earth"
这个在地上这个词
can refer to the world of human beings who have their home on earth, just like us.
指的就是所有和我们一样的家在地上的人的这个世界。
So there is coming a day.A time,
所以将要有一天，一个时间
，when this earth will be filled with people,
整个地球会被一些人们所充满
，who choose to obey and do God's will, just like in heaven,
就是被那些选择顺服并行神的旨意的啊那些人所充满。
There will come a day when Jesus' true followers will willingly and voluntarily obey and conform to God's will.
会自愿的顺服并遵循神的旨意。
Their lives will be godly.
他们的生命是虔诚的。
Their lives will honor God's rule and lordship.
会尊重神的规章和他的主宰。
And their willing obedience will speed up God's purposes.
他们的自愿的顺服会更加快神在地上的目的。
And his purposes on earth include the return of Jesus Christ again.
他在地上的目的包括了耶稣基督的再次回来。
God's purposes always include His people praying biblically.
神的目的总是包含他子民有按照圣经原则的祷告。
So that God's people will participate vigorously.
所以他们能够大力地参与神的工作。
In accelerating the unfolding of God's kingdom,
来加快神的国度的展开
within His perfect time schedule,
在神他完美的时间安排的当中所展开
And He's the only one who knows His time schedule.
他是唯一的一位能够知道他的时间的安排
Now, brothers and sisters, we move to verse 11.And on the outline, it reminds us, this is when God makes time.
我们现在转到第十一节，那个十一节告诉我们，神是创造时间的那一位，时间的那一位。
Only God can make and create time.
只有神能够创造时间。
We can never create time as humans.
我们人类从永远不能创造时间。
And when we focus on this phrase, this day, it is a time element which we cannot create.
如果我们来看到这个今天或者是今日，那这是一个时间的元素，我们是不能创造的。
Only God can create fresh.Authentic time.
只有神能够创造那新鲜的空气。
We cannot buy or manufacture original time.
我们不能购买或者来制造那个原始的时间。
And because God is the creator and controller of all time,
因为神是所有时间的创造者和他的控制者。
our days and every one of our breaths are in his hands.
我们的日子和我们每一口的呼吸都在他的手中。
COVID-19 reminds us about how scarce healthy breathing can become.
新冠病毒提醒我们健康的呼吸是那样的稀缺。
Today or this day is a gift from God.
今天或者是今日是神的礼物。
It is the only time we live in.
这是唯一的那个时间我们是活在那里面的。
God has numbered our days, so we are living on inherited time, borrowed time from Him.
神已经数算过我们的日子，所以我们是活在他所遗传的时间里面，从他借来的时间。
Yesterday is gone forever.
昨天已经永远过去了。
Tomorrow is not here yet.
明天还没有来到。
This day is the present gift zone in which we live.
今天就是我们现在所活在的这个礼物的时区。
Because of time's value, we should treasure time and not waste it.
因为时间是宝贵的，我们应该珍惜它，不浪费它。
We waste time when we spend it only on ourselves.
如果我们只花时间在自己身上的话，那就是一个浪费。
We waste time when we do not have God's will firmly in our minds and in our plans.
如果我们的思想和计划的当中没有神的旨意在的话，那也是一个浪费时间。
And in verse 11, he continues with this thought, these thoughts.
在十一节当中，他继续他这样的一个思路。
We have two parallel verses about the staples of life.
我们在这里看到有两个有关主食的平行经文。
Two staples of life, time and bread.
两个主食就是时间和饮食。
Give us this day, give us each day our daily bread.
给我们日用的饮食，天天赐给我们。
So the prayer request begins with the phrase, give us.
所以这段经文祷告祈求是从赐给我们这个词开始的。
It implies that the person who is praying is asking for and needs God's help.
他暗指就是祷告的人正在需求，为他的需求和他的帮助祷告。
Bread is a symbol of a basic physical food need.
粮本身是身体一切基本食物需要的一个代表而已。
If bread is a basic need, then why ask God for his help?
如果粮是基本的需要，为什么我们还要神来帮助呢？
Part of the answer is that God wants to help us never develop an independent attitude away from him.
原因之一就是神要帮助我们认识到我们从不要形成一个独立于神的这样一个态度。
So in John 6:34, when people in the crowd listening to Jesus, then they said to him,
所以在约翰福音六章三十四节当中，他们听到耶稣的人群当中的人说，对他说，
Lord, always give us this bread that comes from God out of heaven and gives life to the world.
主啊，常将这粮赐给我们，这粮就是从天上降下来，是生命给世界的。
And in John 6:35, Jesus then announces,
在约翰福音六章三十五节当中，耶稣宣告说
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will never hunger.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
And he who believes in me will never thirst.
信我的永远不渴。
Jesus is the heavenly bread which can totally satisfy spiritual hunger pangs in people.
耶稣是天上的粮，完全满足人们饥饿的痛苦。
Only Jesus can satisfy the deepest needs spiritually that people have and are longing for.
只有耶稣能满足人们所渴望的灵里面最深的需求。
A regular personal relationship with Jesus.
与耶稣有个经常性的个人的亲密关系。
Will be the deepest, most satisfying relationship ever offered by God to people.
是神所提供的最深、最让人满足的一个亲密的关系。
So we want to pray that more than physical bread.
所以我们要祷告，不光光是为我们的粮祷告。
That Jesus will be our bread that will daily be our true growth food.
耶稣基督真是成为我们的粮，成为我们成长的粮。
But how do we receive Jesus as our daily bread?
但是我们怎样接受耶稣为我们每天的粮食呢？
Part of the answer is by biblical faith in him.
一部分的回答就是说我们要有像按照圣灵的圣经的那个信心。
We know that without faith, it is impossible to please God.
我们知道没有信心是不可能讨神喜悦的。
So exercising true biblical faith means totally depending on God when we act.
所以操练真正的圣经原则的信心，就是我们要一举一动是完全依靠神的。
There will always be a balancing act here.
这里总是有一个平衡关系在那里。
God does not want us to depend on ourselves entirely.
神不要我们完全不依靠我们自己。
He wants us to do our part.
他要我们做我们的那一部分。
But let him do his part in our lives.
但是让他在我们的生命当中做他那一部分。
Therefore, we should not create an attitude or response in our life.
所以我们不应该在我们的生命当中形成一个态度或者回应。
Where we act like we don't need God in any circumstance.
就是我们在任何的境况下都不需要神。
We should not say, I got this one by myself, Lord.
我们不应该这说，主，我已经把这个事情搞定了。
Because the truth is, everything we have, everything we do, still comes as a gift from God.
事实是，我们任何的事情，是我们所做的任何事情，都是从神而来的。
We should be careful not to wander away from depending on God in faith.
所以我们要非常注意，我们不能偏离这个依靠神这样的信心。
Each response we make in life when we don't think we need God will begin a bad habit.
每一次当我们不认为需要神的时候，这样的生命回应就开始了一个坏习惯。
In order to correct us,
为了改正我们，
Sometimes we find that God needs to remind us.
有时我们发现神需要提醒我们。
By showing us that we really are dependent on him and we are not to drift away from him.
让我们知道我们是完全要依靠神的，不是不让我们慢慢的离开神而完全依靠我们自己。
Depending only on ourselves and not God is the beginning of a very bad habit.
完全依靠我们自己而不是依靠神是一个坏习惯的开始。
There is a Hungarian proverb that reminds us of this.
有一句匈牙利的谚语提醒我们。
The bad habit is first a wanderer.
坏习惯开始于一个流浪者。
Then the bad habit becomes a guest.
然后这个坏习惯就变成客人。
And then the bad habit finally becomes the boss.
最后这个坏习惯就变成主人了。
It is a bad habit if we begin thinking we can inhale and exhale breath on our own.
如果我们认为我们自己能够靠自己呼吸空气进呼和吸的话，那本身就是一个坏习惯开始。
Because God is created God who gives us each breath to inhale and exhale.
因为神是创造的，所以他给我们每一次的呼和吸。
Now, we can be put medically on a ventilator to help our breathing.
在医学上我们可以用呼吸机来帮助我们呼吸。
But the ventilator has limits and will eventually fail to function when its parts wear out.
但呼吸机是有限的，当零部件损坏的时候，它就会停止运作了。
Breathing aids are only temporary.
所以呼吸帮助的器具都是暂时的。
God is our permanent and eternal breath provider.
神是我们永久的，是永远的啊，呼吸的提供者。
Now we know when Jesus gives his teaching on prayer.
我们知道耶稣基督在教导我们祷告的时候。
One of the things he teaches us is give us this day our daily bread.
他一个教导就是说我们给我们日用的饮食。
Because he wants to help us never slide into being ungrateful people.
他这样教导就是让我们不要变成为一个不感恩的人。
Jesus does not want us to move away from depending on him.
耶稣不要我们离开来依靠神这样一个这个关系。
And he wants us to know that when we pray to his Father, his Father is generous.
他要让我们知道当我们向神祷告的时候他的天父是一个慷慨的神。
Jesus wants us to know that God knows all of our needs.
耶稣要我们知道，我们在提到起开始祈求前，神已经知道我们的需要了。
Even before we name our needs and ask Him for help, He already knows.
在我们开口祈求前，神已经知道了。
But God is not asking us to pray about our needs because he needs people to remind him.
神要我们为我们的日常需求祷告并不是因为他需要我们提醒他。
God doesn't have a bad memory. He doesn't need reminding.
所以神没有一个坏的不好的记忆他不需要提醒。
It is people who need constant reminding.
是人可能需要不断的被提醒。
And we need reminding that we have the privilege of asking our Heavenly Father for what we need.
而是我们要常常被提醒，就是说我们可以为我们日常的需求祷告的这样的权利。
And he knows what we really need and is good for us.
他知道我们所求所需，这是对我们所求所需都是很好的。
The key word remember is one of the best ways God gets his people to see who he really is.
这个关键是记得，这是神教导我们的，这是让我们知道神到底是谁，是最好的方法之一。
Think of how many times in the Bible God reminds his people to remember him.
想一想，在圣经的当中，神有多少次提醒他的子民要记得他。
To remember what he has done.
记得他的作为。
To remember how he has helped.
记得他怎样帮助。
To remember how he supplied needs that are spoken and unspoken.
提供一切提到或未提到的需要。
He says, remember how I, the Lord, brought you out of slavery and bondage in Egypt.
他说，记得我耶和华你的神曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来吗？
Remember how I destroyed Pharaoh and judged Egypt's false gods.
还记得我怎样摧毁法老并审判埃及的假神吗？
And in Psalm 90, the great prayer of Moses.
在诗篇九十篇，这摩西的伟大的祷告。
We learn that God is the best and final teacher of how to evaluate time.
我们在那里学到神是最好的，或者是最终的评估时间的老师。
God can teach people how to handle and use time.
神能教导人怎样来处理和来利用时间。
God can teach people how to weigh and value time.
能够教导人们怎么样来评估并且重视时间。
So God gives us time so we can learn to please him with our wise decisions on using our limited time.
所以神给我们时间，是要让我们学习利用我们有限的时间做聪明的决定，来讨神喜悦。
Using time wisely pleases God and thanks him for his gift of time.
聪明的利用时间能够使得神得喜悦，也是对他礼物的一种谢意。
Now the sin of presumptuousness warns us not to presume that God owes us anything.
这个罪就是自以为是的这个罪，提醒我们不要假设神欠我们什么。
What we receive from him is his gracious gifting to us.
我们所收到他的都是他慷慨的礼物而已。
We are not entitled to anything from God.
我们并没有任何的权利从神那里得到任何的东西。
And we need to remember that God always makes the first move.
我们还总要记得神总是先行一步。
We should remember that he gives everything good that we have.
我们要记得神给我们一切好的东西的那个供应者。
And when he allows difficult things in our lives,
当他允许困难在我们的生命的当中的时候，
it is still to be benefiting for us.
这也是为了我们的好处。
And so in speaking of days, Psalm 118:24 reminds us of a necessary attitude.
说到这个日子时间，那诗篇118篇提醒我们应该培养的对神必须有的态度。
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴快乐。
That's a very familiar verse.
这是非常熟悉的一段经文。
But the verse right before it, verse 23,
但是在前面一节，应该是第二十二节，
needs to be quoted in the original context.
他需要要按从上下文来引用这第一节经文。
It says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
就是匠人所弃的石头已成为房角的头块石头。
We know that the chief cornerstone is the most important physical foundation in building things.
我们知道房角的头块石头就是最坚固的地基的重部最重要的部分。
But the chief cornerstone refers to Jesus Christ.
In this, it means the religious leaders who refused to accept the God-chosen Messiah, Jesus Christ.
And many of the religious leaders rejected God's chosen Messiah and rejected Christ as chief cornerstone.
就是说宗教领袖们拒绝接受、所拣选的弥赛亚耶稣基督。
So when God sets up the best foundation for earthly and eternal living, it's in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以神是把最好的在地上和永生的地基，那就是耶稣基督本身。
So Jesus anchors himself as savior of all people who will believe him.
耶稣就是他成为所有相信他的救主。
The whole biblical narrative,
整个的圣经的故事
is that God enters earth to bring salvation to people who believe that Jesus is the only holy Son of God.
就是神来到地上把救恩带给所有相信耶稣是神圣的独生子的人。
And in believing Jesus,
通过相信耶稣,
God releases power to forgive sins and reconcile a person back to God.
神就释放大能去赦罪使信徒重新和神和好。
And when God is at work, there are at least two good responses.
当神在做工的时候，我们应该有两个回应。
Rejoicing and being glad that God has taken over.
我们有欢庆和高兴，就是知道神已经掌管一切了。
Rejoicing and being grateful that God delivers sinners from their many unpaid debts.
我们还要感恩、也要欢庆感恩就是把神已经把、罪人从他们自己无法偿还的债中 救赎出来了。
And as you look at your text in Matthew, you now see verses 12 and then jump to 14 and 15 and later we'll come back to 13. So it's verses 12, 14 and 15 and it's on forgiveness.
所以我们再回到马太福音的经文的当中，那就是我们现在看十二节、十四节和十五节。后来我们还要讲十三节，但是我们先看十二、十四、十五，就是有关饶恕的一个话题。
Listen to this part. God commands forgiveness for all people.
神命令我们饶恕所有的人。
And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Listen carefully. We experience divine forgiveness for our sins.
我们要非常注意的听，我们能够来饶恕，是因为我们的罪已经被饶恕了。
Only as we extend forgiveness to those who have hurt us and transgressed against us.
就是说，我们只有当我们饶恕冒犯我们、伤害我们的人的时候，我们才能经历到神对我们罪的饶恕。
The Bible teaches Christians not to retaliate if we have been wronged.
圣经教导我们说，基督徒不能报复对我们不公正的人。
Taking revenge is never Christ-like behavior.
报复从来不是像基督样式的一个行为。
It will be very tempting to want to hurt the person who hurt us.
去报复或者伤害冒犯你的人是非常有诱惑力的。
To desire revenge will usually lead to evil thoughts and evil actions.
报复的欲望将影响邪恶的想法、邪恶的行为。
To desire revenge means we store up evil plans to harm the person or persons who caused our suffering.
就是那样的计划，就是要去伤害、冒犯我们的、使我们受苦的那些人。
So this prayer taught by Jesus is to prevent the process of striking back in revenge.
所以耶稣所教导的这段祷告就是要为了防止我们用这样的一个计划来报复我们的、伤害我们的。
Retaliation is never part of God's kingdom.
报复从来不是神国的一部分。
Paying back a wrongdoer is not as Jesus lived.
惩罚做错事的人不是耶稣所活出的样子。
Jesus honestly forgave all of those who were crucifying him.
耶稣真诚地饶恕那些钉他十字架的人。
Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
This is Christ's perfect response.
这是基督最完美的回应。
He actually forgives, and this forgiveness pleases God.
他真正的、完全的饶恕，他这样的饶恕是神所喜悦的。
True forgiveness is a godly and noble response to evil.
真正的、饶恕就是用神的高尚对待邪恶。
True forgiveness is a high-level behavior in the kingdom of God.
真正的饶恕是一个非常高的层次的一个行为。
A real regenerated disciple of Christ's,
一个真正重生的基督徒。
A human being transformed into Christ's image,
一个已经转变成为有基督形象的人。
Holds the possibilities of Christ-like forgiveness.
让基督般的饶恕成为可能。
One example is Stephen in Acts 7:55 through 56.
一个很好的榜样就是史蒂凡在《使徒行传》里面第七章所提到的史蒂凡。
As they killed Stephen, an innocent man, he fell on his knees and he cried out with a loud voice.
让他们来打他要 打死他的时候他、跪下来然后又很大声地说
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
主不要给记在他们的不要把这记在他们的罪上。
Now, there are many biblical benefits from true forgiveness.
那我们知道有很多的属灵的方面的好处在饶恕这个方面有属灵的好处。
Forgiveness removes pain and grudges from the heart.
饶恕能够把我们的就是那些怨恨除去痛苦和怨恨除去。
The biblical benefits of forgiveness is that you become happier when you actually honestly forgive.
当你完全的饶恕的时候，你就变成一个更快乐的人。
When your heart is pure and clean, the Lord can find a place in it and fill it with love.
当你的心是纯洁的，主就能在里面找到地方，并且用爱充满它。
So why is forgiveness so important in Christianity?
所以我们要说， 为什么饶恕对基督教是如此的重要呢？
It shows that when you forgive, it shows submission to Christ and to other believers.
他基督教的饶恕就是表明，就是要我们要顺服基督，也要跟随圣徒。
Biblical forgiveness is based on the belief that God forgives sin through faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ by his death.
圣经的饶恕是基于这样的一个信心，就是因相信耶稣基督的死作为赎罪祭，神免除了我们的罪。
Therefore, Christians should forgive others because they have experienced God's forgiveness in their lives.
所以我们因为基督徒已经经历了神的饶恕，我们就应该饶恕别人。
That's why the Bible says Christians are called to forgive an infinite number of times, 70 times 7.
所以我们在圣经的当中，我们基督徒被呼召要无限次的饶恕，就是70个七次。
It's not just 490, it's a number that symbolizes no limit.
这不是代表490次，而是真是无限次。
So when a Christian doesn't want to forgive or fails to forgive, it is inconsistent with the infinite forgiveness of God.
当一个基督徒没能去饶恕的时候，就变成和无数次饶恕的神不相匹配了。
Remember, Jesus said, he or she who has been forgiven much will love much.
耶稣说，是吧，饶恕这么多的，他就会爱这么多。
And now, brothers and sisters, we look at verse 13.
现在弟兄姐妹们，我们来看第十三节。
When God is able to deliver us from temptations and evil.
当神救我们脱离试探和凶恶。
Sometimes when God allows temptations, they are tests to help the believers develop character.
有的时候神允许试探，那是为了要建立我们的性情，我们的特性。
But there's always the possibilities that temptations mishandled will harm the believer.
但是在还有这样一种的可能，就是说你们不很好的来处理这样的试探的话，就会对信徒造成伤害。
Therefore, believers are commanded to pray.
所以信徒是被命令要祷告。
Not to be led into such forces that are beyond their control.
不要把自己带进自己无法掌控的势力当中去。
Do you remember being tempted beyond your control to resist?
你还记得你曾经被试探到连自己也无法抗拒的这样一个地步的吗？
Do you remember when God rescued you?
你还记得神把你救出来？
He rescued you before you fell into more deep problems with the temptation's grip.
他在你落到更深的被试探的抓住和毁灭性后果的当中拯救出来的那个。
When we were being tempted, he gave us the command to watch and to pray that we didn't enter in any further by being careless or disobedient.
神就是让我们祷告，就是说我们要警醒，就是我们不要落到一个不能所掌控的一个地步当中去。
In cases when we are in danger with temptation that is stronger than us,
在那样的试探就要比我们要更强，我们不能处理的这样的试探的时候，
God provides the way of escape from trials, 1 Corinthians 10:13.
在哥林多前书十章十三节里面，神 告诉我们一个开一条出路给我们。
For example, Joseph choosing to run away when his boss's wife was trying to seduce him.
举个例子，就是约瑟就是从那个法老的妻子的那个诱惑的里面就逃出来。
God was providing escape routes with Joseph, which Joseph wisely took.
神给约瑟一个逃跑的一个出路啊，约瑟就采取这样的出路。
Joseph already had God's escape plan and his escape plan firmly in his mind, and then he turned and left the temptations.
约瑟已经有神给他的逃跑的出路的这个计划在他的脑子里，所以他就当时就马上就用上了。
Choose God's provision for escape from temptation.
所以要用神的逃跑的计划来在你啊处理这样的试探的时候。
And on verse 13, there is a manuscript that adds the phrase, "Deliver us from the evil one."
在十三节里面，这个原稿这个上面又加上一个恶者这个词。
So when we have that phrase, "Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one," it identifies Satan as the evil one and the tempter working against God.
所以当我们看到这不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶的时候，那撒旦就是指的那个恶者，就是让我们就离开神的那一位。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget that we are always in spiritual warfare.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要记得，我们一直是在属灵的征战之中。
Satan is smarter than us, and his schemes are evil.
撒旦要比我们聪明，他有阴谋的计划。
But God can always triumph over him if we move in alliance with God's power and Christ's authority and the Holy Spirit's convictions.
但是我们神一定能够战胜他，当然我们是依靠神他的计划，他的能力的时候。
I'm concluding now by reminding us that we are to be receiving God's kingdom power and his glory. Verse 13.
我们在十三节，我们现在结束的十三节的时候，我们要看一下接受神国度的能力和荣耀这一方面。
Since Jesus' high priority is on the kingdom of God and on God's power and glory,
因为耶稣是最高优先的，是神的国度、神的权柄和荣耀。
It is very timely and appropriate that Jesus ends his teaching like this.
所以耶稣是这样来结束他的教导，是十分及时和确切的。
Christians are called to live, to pray and work for the advancement of God's kingdom.
耶稣基督徒被呼召为神国的扩展来祷告和做工来生活。
Christians are to live now as obedient citizens of God's rule here on earth as it is in heaven.
基督徒应该是在现在就是在活在神掌管下作为顺服的国民，就像在天在地如在天一样。
So by application and ending of this message, the question is asked, how am I living in God's kingdom now?
所以我们现在来看这个应用部分，现在我们就问这个问题，现在我在神的国度里是怎样活的呢？
Philippians 2:13 is very encouraging.
腓立比书二章十三节是非常鼓舞人的。
For it is God who is working in you, enabling you to both desire and to work out his good purpose.
因为你们立志行事，就是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Your will be done in me as it is done in heaven.
你的旨意行在地上，在我里面如同行在天上。
How committed am I? How committed are you to do the will of God?
你和我有怎样的委身来按神的旨意做事呢？
Am I hindering or am I promoting the interests of God's future kingdom?
我们是在阻碍还是在推动神未来国度的利益呢？
And so, brothers and sisters and friends, it is vital that we Christians remember and pray.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，这是非常极其重要的事情，也基督徒应该记得要祷告。
That the more committed we are to doing God's will, the more speedily will God's kingdom come to pass for this world.
神的国度就越快来到这个世界上。
May our prayers and our lives please God as we remain rooted in Christ.
愿我们的祷告和我们的生命，当我们扎根于基督的时候，能使神得到满足。
May God bless you during these days. Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
愿神祝福你，我们把我们的眼目注意在耶稣基督，是我们的创造者，是我们的完成者。
谢谢。
感谢大家。